Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, all that kind of stuff, brought to you in a nice one-hour segment by, myself, Nigel. So bringing you all the best of that kind of stuff. I opened there with an absolute classic, The Cure with Love Song, because I'm feeling in a bit of a all-over-the-shop mood. I think I'm going to play a bit of everything from everywhere and anywhere, so there you go, a nice old track, but still a good one, as always. Later on in the show, I'll be running down stuff that's going on in the area. We've got quite a rundown of gigs and club nights this month. Some information on club nights that no longer run and things like that. But the big one is also going to be Infest at the end of the month on August Bank Holiday weekend here in Bradford. Absolutely massive electronic industrial festival. Well worth getting yourself to if you haven't been before and you like your electronic industrialness of the music stuff. But more on that later. I'm just going to continue with the tunes because I can, to be honest. This is a local to West Yorkshire. It's a Leeds band called Zeitgeist Zero, and this is a track from them called My Heart Has Left the Building.
Thank you.
You are still listening to DAX Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was absolutely fabulous, actually. That was The Last Dance with Distantly. And before that, we had Yorkshire's own Zeitgeist Zero with a track that they haven't released on an album yet. It's called My Heart Has Left the Building. And to be honest, it's been one of my favourites on their live set for a good while now. And I'm looking forward to that getting released properly on an album. I just got my hands on a little demoette of that to play on the show for you. So yes, good stuff from those guys there. Right, I think, as we've got lots to get through tonight, I'm going to go through the events listing for the next couple of weeks or so, and get that out of the way, because there's so much to talk about. So it's worth just running down all the things that are going on. We have, on this coming Friday, this coming weekend, we have a Heartland Weekender. Now, for all you proper good old traditional goths with your whole Sisters Mission back catalogues going on, we have a Heartland Weekender, and this is on the 3rd, 4th and 5th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, over in Leeds, and the main three-day events are as follow. We have on Friday the 3rd, we have a club night, which is the Friday Flock at the Subculture in Leeds from 9pm till 2am, £2 on the door before 10, £4 after, a good mixture of goth of all kinds, and it's kind of the warm-up night to the whole Sisters Heartland Weekender thing. Following that, there's a Heartland Forum meetup called Schools Out. Now, this is going to have DJs. It's upstairs at Bar Santiago at the Grand Arcades in Leeds. That's above Richer Sounds, if you know where Leeds, your layout of Leeds. So there's a bar above there, and they've got the room, and they've got from 9pm till 2am, £2.50 on the door. Loads of nice social night, and it's going to have plenty of sisters and sisters-related music going on. And on Sunday, there's a gig. We have Black Sheep, which is the regular Leeds weekly goth night. And they have the Sisters of Murphy playing. And that's at the Subculture in Leeds. That runs from 7pm till 11pm. And £4 on the door. That's Sisters of Murphy. That's the classic Sisters cover band. Who have been going for 10 years. This is their 10th anniversary. So get yourself down. It's going to be great. There's going to be smoke. It's all that kind of stuff. So more information about that can be found at www.myheartland.co.uk/August. So there you go. It's worthy of mention that the Friday Flock is only limited on Fridays for a short amount of time now. It's going to move. So it's only on Friday this month and in September. Then it moves to the second Saturday of the month, obviously with a name change being involved as well, because you can hardly call a night the Friday Flock when it's on a Saturday. That would really confuse people. So it's going to have a name change, but it's going to be pretty much the same kind of stuff, and the first Saturday is going to be the 13th of October. So there you go, only a couple more Friday Flocks, as in called Friday Flocks, left. What else have we got? Oh, there's lots going on this Friday the 3rd. On Friday the 3rd of August, we have Nitzareb, Kick and Cyberside playing at the Sheffield Corporation. Nitzareb, classic guitar industrial, brilliant stuff. Not often you get to see them. £13 in advance, door 7pm. More information at www.corporation.org.uk. Again, if you don't fancy travelling too far but like your cyber industrial and electro stuff, we have Darkside at Rio's in Leeds. That's £4 on the door. More information at www.darkside.org.uk. As far as I know, that's just a kind of a cyber industrial electro night. Haven't got myself down there yet, so I can't really report back on what it's like, but I'll be checking it out in due course. What else have we got to tell you about? Bunker 13, the industrial night in York, has ceased to exist, unfortunately. Venue problems, apparently. I know it's moved venues a couple of times, and unfortunately just it's not found a nice home, so it's going to have to finish, unfortunately. So no more Bunker 13 in York. Speaking of York, we've got more information about York. I told you there was loads going on this time. We have the Crew Shadows and Support from Uberbyte playing The Junction in York. That's £10 advance, £12 on the door. 7:30pm till midnight, first band on at 8, more information at www.darklands.org.uk, so that's put on by the Darklands people. Following that, on Thursday the 9th of August, we have The Damned, supported by Grin and Rhombus, playing the Picture Dome in Holmfirth. It's a bit of a travel for a few people, and it's a bit out in the sticks, but if you're out in the sticks and a bit of a Damned fan, should be a good gig to get yourself to. Tickets available for about £15 from the usual places. I'm sure you can find more details about that at the dam's website and things like that. What else have we got coming up? Oh, yes, I've only just managed next week. So following on from that, on the Saturday the 11th, there's The Last Substance at the Subculture in Leeds. Now, this is a bit of an all-round alternative rock, metal, goth, 80s, punk, industrial, ska, all that kind of good stuff. A good old mixture of things that runs from 10:30 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. This is the last one, unfortunately, due to the reschedule happening at the Subculture. £4 on the door, so if you fancy that kind of stuff, get yourself down there. More information at www.thesubculture.co.uk. Of course, following that, we have the Wendy House massive night at Leeds University. That's on Saturday the 18th, 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. £5 on the door. Goth of all kinds, kind of goth, 80s cheese in the main room, and hard dance and industrial and electronic stuff in the Mutate room. All very good stuff, a nice good mixture, and you can wander between the two rooms depending on your mood. So yeah, more information at www.thewendyhouse.org. And ooh, also clashing with the Wendy House is Black Veil at the Packhorse in Leeds. This is a bit more traditional kind of gothic rock, Batcave, death rock, punk. £2.50 on the door and runs from 8 p.m. till midnight. More information at blackveil.alwayscrashing.org on that one. Wow, I think I've been nattering far too long, so I'm going to continue with some tunes. Right, what have I got lined up? I've got some Covenant next. So, yeah, let's get in the mood for electronic stuff.
Stand before the gates and watch Metropolis. Empires come and go, we live forever. And eternity is in your hidden eyes. Take my broken wings, teach me to fly again. We stand alone.
My mask, my filter, my defense, my face, insurance against indifference. My sanity.
Still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Les Anges de la Nuit with I Still Love You. Fantastic track that. I got it on promo a bit back, and I don't think I play it anywhere near enough. And before that, we had the absolutely stomping So Man with Mask. And before that, we had Covenant with We Stand Alone. Absolutely great stuff, all three tracks. Now, in the last link, I ran down all the good stuff happening in the area. I said almost all the upcoming good stuff, apart from Infest, because I think Infest requires its own link, because it's such a big event. Now, if you're unaware of this, and you like your kind of electronic industrial music, Infest is probably the place you really need to know of and get to. It's the UK's largest electronic industrial music festival, and it's held here in Bradford on a yearly basis on August Bank Holiday weekend, and this is the 10th anniversary Infest. It's been going a decade now, and it's looking really, really, really good. It's going to be lots of fun, like it always is. And that's, as I say, in 2 or 3 weeks' time on August Bank Holiday weekend. I can't believe it's crept up on us so much. But the important stuff you need to know, or you want to know, or even if you don't know, you'll know. This is what you want to know. It's who's playing. That's the important factor in pretty much all festivals going on, because it's quite often it's just about the music. It's great to catch up with your friends, but if there's no good bands, it's not going to take you there, is it? So this year's Infest lineup, as you probably already know, because it's been around the internet for months now, we have VMV Nation, Poptigma Berserk, Pain Bastard, Dope Stars Inc., Faderhead, So Man, who we just played a minute ago, 13th Monkey, Rupish Cartel, The Gothsicles, Greyhound, ESA, Portion Control, Synac, and Caustic. That's a fantastic lineup, in my humble opinion. Lots of really good stuff there. You've got the really noisy stuff from people like 13th Monkey, So Man, ESA, a lot of great industrial electronic bands of that kind of ilk. Plus you've got the guitar kind of goth pop rock of Poptigma Berserk these days, Dope Stars Inc. You've got the classic electro stuff of VMV Nation. It's just a brilliant mixture, and I think my personal fave, or the band I'm really looking forward to this time, has got to be Faderhead. He's not played the UK before. This is his first gig in the UK, and it's I'm hoping it's going to be brilliant, because his first two albums he's released, brilliant stuff. And if you've been a listener of this show, you'll know that I do tend to play his tracks quite a bit, and it's just kind of good electronic stuff, but well worth listening to. Anyway, I'll be getting myself down to Infest in 2 or 3 weeks' time, and trying to get a bunch of interviews with some of the bands to play on later shows. So if you're interested, drop me a line and suggest some bands for me to interview, because I'll just basically run off backstage and see who I can grab and basically pester and all that kind of stuff. But if you've got anyone in particular you want me to interview, and any particular questions you want me to pose to them, drop me a line, nigel.spowage@bcbradio.co.uk, or there's loads of contact information at www.darksimulation.org. Okay, right, that's all the stuff about Infest. Let's carry on with the tunes. And, ooh, what have we got lined up next? Oh, one of the bands playing Infest. We have Apoptigma Berserk playing, so this is off their most recent album. If you disclude their Best Of and things like that and the covers album they released, this is their latest stuff. This is In This Together.
We'll be right back. What is peace without a blessed fight? What is a day without a blessed night? And what is peace without a blessed, blessed, blessed fight? A quick taste of the poison, a quick twist of the knife. When the obsession with death becomes the way of life. A quick taste of the poison, a quick twist of the knife. When the obsession with death becomes the way of life. Alive, alive, alive. Oh, 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 oh. Alive, alive, alive. Oh, 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 oh. Alive, alive, alive. Oh, 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 oh. Alive, alive, alive.
Fantastic Emily Artin with Dead is the New Alive, and before that we had Pop Will Eat Itself with Kick to Kill, classic from a good few years back, and just before that one was a Poptigma Berserk with In This Together. Right, as always, running short on time, so I'm just going to plough on with the music and go a bit more old school with a bit of Bauhaus.
We'll be right back.
That was Bat House with Kick in the Eye. Absolutely classic, and as you can probably hear a couple of crackles, that was from vinyl, so I do like cracking out the old vinyl every now and again. I just wanted to say you have been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial electronic, and all sorts. This week I've crowbarred in a couple of the older school stuff, but I've really enjoyed it. I will be back in a fortnight's time, bringing you a mixture of, well, all kinds of stuff again. And I'm going to leave you tonight with Symbolize 23, a track from one of their latest singles. But it's not the main track, it's one of those extra tracks, which I actually think is absolutely quite stunning. So this is Dirt by Symbolize 23. I will be back in a fortnight's time, and I hope you enjoyed the show.